Good morning, we're Masechet Eruvin, Daf Lamed. And we are starting, I think we're right at the bottom of Mech Kaftet Amud Bet, right?
We're not at the top of Lamed.
We've got to the top of Lamed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, brilliant. Okay, but we've got to the top of Lamed, our big day Hashim, Anim Lo V'chi Taimer, right? That's what we got up to. Great, okay. So I think it's just worth repeating, just for half a second, what we're talking about. So we had over here the case of, remember we were talking about different measures of different foods, whatever, and about meat, etc. And Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef said over here, right? So that you need them, if it's not something which you eat with meat, with bread, you don't do like niguv, like with hummus, you don't like eat the meat, bread, then you need enough of a quantity of the food itself to eat two meals from it itself. And on that, Rabbi Yosef, now I'm going to get the straw, and he quoted the Parsim, the Persians, that they ate, we saw their meat, they ate meat without bread. And then on that, Abai said to him, well, the Persians are over the Alma, what they're the majority of the world, that we go with the Persians, didn't we see already, Hatnan, he quoted a Mishnah, which actually the Mishnah sent it to a bright, he quotes a bright over here. But now, big day Anim, Lanim, we saw this before, big day Hashim, Lashim, we saw the measure, Rashi said the three fingers or three tvachim. So we see that basically we don't just go after everybody. We've got for Anim, we've got for Hashim. Our big day Hashim, Lanim, law, but we don't use a small measure for a big measure. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? Klomar Lanim, law, but in a big day Hashim, we don't need big clothes, big sizes for Anim. Since it's good for them, we go after them. He says, therefore, the Parsi might not eat meat with bread, but we do eat meat with bread. Therefore, from our purposes, we would need much less meat, because when you're eating meat with bread, so two meals is a lot less bread meat, because you also got the filler with bread. Now the Gemara says, V'chi taima. So now the Gemara says over here, that with regards to this, right, on this kashya over here, maybe it's not so pashut. Maybe we want, just like in with the Tuma and Tara, with regards to the Begadim, we went to Chumra and we said that an Ani, we were machmir with an Ani, right? Because an Ani is very particular, looks after his clothes. So even a little rag, a little piece of rag like this is already a beget for him, and therefore we go to Chumra and that will be Makabel Tuma. Just like we go with the Ani Lechumra and we say that's Makabel Tuma. So too we go over here with the food, with the Erev, we say we go to Chumra. And if there is a person that doesn't eat it with bread, therefore we want the whole meal to be only meat. Look at Rashi. Rashi said like this. Hachal chumra dekaven dechazu lehu mekabel tumah v'hachal chumra nechiatu da'ad da'havei liftan lechura ameli ba'yishu rabbi. And therefore, until we know that for a fact he's going to eat it with bread, we demand from the whole world that they all use only meat. And if we have a much bigger amount, the Gemara says, how can there be? V'hatan, we've got a brighter. Quite a brighter here from our sechta. Shumel azomer ma'arvin lecholel zaken kadin mezono ul'ravtan besuda benich kol adam. So yeah, look over here. How can we say that we go to chumra? We see over here. Rabbi Shumel Azar tells us when it comes to making an eruv for a chole or an old person, right there, they normally a chole battles to eat, and an older person, you know, eats a little bit less when he gets much older. Well, I don't know how old you got to be to become much less. The older people that I know don't eat much less, but I don't know. Right, so he says, however, and that's a mezonah. Look at Rashi over here. Va'atanya, gaba eruv. I mean, the second narrow lines of Rashi. Dechaven dechazul zaken v'lechole. Since for an older person or sick person, afa gav dechol adam lo have a mezon shtei sudot. Even though it's not enough, because the average person would have eaten more. Nonetheless, marvina and mi'aleman dechazul. We see that for him, it's okay. And yet, look, we go to Lakula, because he's saying with an older person or sick person, if he eats, going to eat less than the average person, so an Arab is kosher with a lesser amount. However, with regards to Rav Tam, but a glutton, right, who stuffs his face, Dachil Tvei, Sagi Bebein on it, Ama Lakula, you know, we go to Lakula. So we can't say that for Chitay, we can't say that we go to Lakula, because we see over here that Pashut, we actually, when it comes to a Rav Tam, a glutton who eats a hell of a lot, we ignore his stuffing his mouth, we say we don't need such a huge amount. On the other hand, with regards to the chole and the zakein, even though they eat less than the average person, we go according to them. So we see that we go to kula over here. We don't go to chumra, right? So Gemara says kashia. So there will be kashia over here on Rav Yosef. On Rav Yosef, we wanted to say that we go like the parsim. That was his whole makor for needing meat all on its own. So now the Gemara's got a kashia. Because now, remember one thing, Rabbi Yosef, we spoke about it before, right? We quoted him yesterday. We actually mentioned it today. Remember yesterday, I said that Rabba was Oker Harim. And I said, when it comes to Rabbi Yosef, I always forget, and Steve corrected me. I said Rabbi Yosef was Sinai. Right? And we saw that at the end of Harayot. In fact, it's also in Masechet Bracha, we saw it. So now, Rabbi Yosef is a mumche. So when Rabbi Yosef says something, right, we take it seriously because he's a Sinai. So Gemara says, Umi Amar Bishum Elazar Hachi, did Rabbi Shimon Elazar really say that? In other words, is it a kashya to Rabbi Yosef? It's only a kashya to Rabbi Yosef if Rabbi Shimon Elazar actually said it. But if he didn't say it, then we're not, and we're troubled. Is it a kashya? Can we have such a kashya to Rabbi Yosef? Umi Amar Bishum Elazar Hachi, Vah Tanya, we got a brighter. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Og Melech HaBashan. Right, so Og was a giant. So Pitcho Kemlo. What does it mean, Pitcho Kemlo? We know that we've said this before as well, that if there's a dead body in a room or in a house, right? So there's Tumat Ohel, right? So the house is, the whole image closed the door. Right? The whole house is becomes a Tumat Ohel of a tent, right? And basically anything inside it that's susceptible to becomes Tumat from my hill. Now, if it's in a room, let's say, and there's a door, and there's one door that he's dead, that the dead body's going to go out of through that door. You'll take him out of that door. Then, if the other doors, provided that they're closed, right, could prevent the tumor from spreading into the rest of the house. Let's say a room is in the middle of the house, and it's got three doors, four doors off there on each wall. And, you know, let's say that the entrance hall to a house has got the main door from the outside, and then it's a square room, and it's got a door there, a door there, and a door there, four doors. If those three doors are closed and only the door that you're going to go out with to take him outside is open, the rest of the house is safe. The rest of the house doesn't. But if all the doors are open, then the house will be tame. Now, what if the other doors, even when they're closed, but now you're not sure which door you're going to take him out of? So essentially, the whole house will become tame. If you know which door you're taking him out of, then those doors are protected. Only the door you're getting out of will become tame, whatever goes out of that way. If they're all nooks and little holes and doors which you can't get out of, it might not become tame. I don't want to go into all the Tuma, but we've got the idea of here. So Og Melech HaBashan. Why are we talking about Og? Because Og was a big guy. So the brightness says over here, Melech HaBashan, Pitcho Kemlo. Look at Rashi, Hatzil Ashar Ptachim. He's the door that's big enough, Kemlo, basically according to his size. That door, which is he's a big guy to get him out of, that door is where the tumor will go, and all the other doors will become nitzor, will be saved, right? Ve'i leka petach techazile. And if there's no one particular door that's suitable to him, kol chor malo egrof bektalim tmein. And every little crevice and door, there's no one hole that's good for him, then we can't identify that's the way he's going, then any opening in that room will become tameh and cause tumor to go out as well, right? Now, let's look what's going on over here. So it says over here, but Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Og Melech HaBashan, Pitcho Kemlo. So when he says over here, Pitcho Kemlo, we say according to his size, right? So now we see over here that we aren't going after the average size, we're going after his size. Right? So if we're going after his size, so we wanted to say a second ago that Rabbi Shimon Elazar went after the average Lakula and not necessarily the Rav Tan. Yeah, it seems to be like we're going after the bigger guy, not after the smaller guy. Which is that we do go each one specific and we don't generalize it. It seems like a bit of a kasha here on the Shulchan Aruch. So Abai says, do what do you want? Look at Rashi over here. What do you want us to do? He has a unique situation, says Abai. You can't, there's not a kasha at all on previous answer of Shulchan Aruch Lazar. Because what's this is an exception? What do you want to do? Chuck, cut the guy up into pieces and take him out? Right? So therefore, we're sort of like trying to save over here. I think that the whole idea over here is that what we wanted to say was that if Rabbi Shimon Elazar here, particularly Og, so then we don't go Lekula, we don't go according to the other cases, and therefore we're back to our case of Bechi, Taim, Lechumra, Velechumra. Right? So the Gemara says, no. And Abai says, well, what do you want? So now, seems like we've basically, we've solved that situation. Then is a Kashya to Rabbi Yosef? And we haven't got an answer. So now, Ibaile, the more answer like this, Pligger Rabbanah let Rabbi Shimon Elazar or not? Did Rabbi Shimon Elazar argue cholek with him or not? Right? With regards to this idea here of Og, that specifically with the openings, right, do they agree that if there's no opening that will take him out, no particular opening, then everything becomes tame or not. So God says, Toshma, let's move a bright Amra Babrachan Arabi Yochanan, O Melech Abashan Pitchob Arba. He needs the door open. So God says, Hachad Ikatachim Tanim Tuvav, Ikachada Ave Arba. Devada Ki Maravich Bubba Gravich. So it seems over here, again, I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you, what's going on over here, but I think the Gemara is trying to now, on a separate note, see when he said over there, Rabbi Shimon said that if there's one particular opening, that will save all the other openings. The Gemara says that Og Melech HaBashan, his opening was with four tfachim, four amas, I think. Ba'ar ba'a, is it arba'a over here? Tfachim or arba'a is tfachim, right? I'm four tfachim, right? So that's quite a small, that's not such a big opening, right? So the Gemara says, that particularly there was a dedicated look rush there. Hilchach matzil al kulan. We'll say was why. Aval kulan shavim medadet or beesir amot kulan tamei. If all those were big enough, then they'd all become tamei. The Lord yadu b'mehai b'harvich mapik. We wouldn't know which one they're getting out of. V'afilu niftach echad men. Even that open one of the doors. V'acherim shkul. Those were closed, right? Or chishav alav lehotziyo b'echad mehen. Or even if they didn't decide which to take out, it wouldn't help. If they were all big enough to take him out of, they all become tamei. Did not the Gemara Masechet Beitza, Hu tamei chulan tohorin, hanimini, where's it? Hu tamei, and he's tamei, and that's tohorin. Hechad havei chazilei, hefad dahai chazilei. Va'afilu kule chazilei, aval hechad de leike chad chazilei, ubayi mirvach, v'chulan shavin, lo yadine baha mirvach. So what's going on over here? If it's only four tfachim, then four tfachim isn't really big enough to take out Og Melech HaBashan. So when do we say that one particular one would be good and the others would be saved? If they were all big enough, but if only one's big enough over here, or one's not, none of them are big enough, even if you say that one's going to take him out of that door, it won't help, and they would all become tame. Okay, so that's the end of that little story over there with regards to Og, and try to understand the kasha on Rav Yosef. So Amrav Bichia Barav Ashi, Amrav Ma'arvin Basar Chai. So now we come back to the issue of raw meat. Right? Can you make it over with raw meat? It's not edible, right? At the end of the day, it's not edible. So Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chai, Ma'arvin Rebeitzim Chayot. You can make an Erev with Bebasachai, and you can also make a, because I suppose it's edible, Abishat Tachak, right? There are times when a person will eat raw meat. We've spoken about before, there's some guys who like raw meat even. What's it called again? Tartar, steak tartar, right? And then what about basar, about raw eggs? Mor says, yes, you can. Mekame, how many? Amrav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Sinai Amar Shtayim. How's that, Steve? We mentioned Sinai yesterday. Yeah, the Gemara says Sinai. Who's Sinai Amar Shtayim? Look at Rashi Avia. Sinai Kari Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was called Sinai. In fact, Yom Yisrael Hashas tells us. Right, it was Kari Rav Yosef. And that is Sof Masechet Brachot v'Sof Masechet Horayot. At the end of those two Masechtas, right? Rabbi Yosef was called Sinai. Why? Lefi Shaya Baki v'Mishnot v'Brayton. Because he actually was a Baki in the Brayton. It's almost like, if you ask me, like the Gemara is sort of like consoling Rabbi Yosef. We had a Kashya to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And now, just to remember that Rabbi Yosef is still the famous Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara brings a story at the end. It says that Aloch is like Rabbi Yosef. I don't call him Sinai. Almost like a type of a consolation here for the previous Kashya. Now, that's just... Okay, so now Hanore min Amazon mutar b'may. Now we get on to an interesting one. We saw, right, when we learned the Mishnah.
Darren, yes. When you say about the amount of meat or whatever, do we then fill it up with the rest with bread, or is it just one thing?
No, you take an arrow. You take two. You take the quantity of meat that you would eat for two meals. If it was just meat you were eating, and you put it down there. Or if you're a person who eats your meat with your bread, you take the quantity of two meals you eat with meat and bread.
Yeah, but you need bread in the Eruv.
Do you have to have bread in the Eruv? Doesn't seem like it.
Do you think if the amount of bread which you would normally have in the Eruv, because the amount of meat is because you have it with bread, so therefore the amount of meat is less, you need the bread as well?
Of course, absolutely. Then you got to bring two seudas. So if meat goes with bread, then you've got to eat meat and bread. If meat is on its own, then you eat meat and you got enough meat to eat on its own. That's how I understand it.
Okay, that's what I'm
wondering. You have to have, an Eruv has to be enough food for two seudas. So two sodas, if you eat meat and bread, then you eat bread and meat. That's two sodas. If you're only eating meat, if you're a meatarian, just eat meat. Or if you're a vegetarian, only eat vegetables, and bring enough for two sodas. That's honestly, I don't see anywhere you have to have bread. Even when we do an Eruv, Eruv Tavshirin, right? So we normally put like bread and egg or whatever the case be. I don't think you have to have bread in an Eruv. There's no chover to have bread in an Eruv, to the best of my knowledge. Maybe the Rabbanan, but I mean, Midoraita, well, the whole thing's the Rabbanan. So it's crazy to say Midoraita. But I'm saying, unless Rabbi Akiva. But I was like, I don't know. Interesting question. But look up the Alocha. Yeah, look it up. Okay, so
Do we ever just write two meals and not three?
No, we write you two meals. Said yesterday. We wrote you only two.
I know it's two meals. I know it's two meals. I'm just saying that the Gemara, I don't recall the Gemara ever addressing why only two, a discussion of why two and not three. Or
one. You mean because Shabbos is a mitzvah to eat three meals on Shabbos? I think, if you ask me, is because you're going to be Friday night at home, and on Shabbos you're going to be going to your Eruv. So therefore, you have to have meals there for the two next meals of the day. I mean, that's just basvara. You know, when you make it out of Tchumin, then you go home, right? And the idea is that it's dark and dangerous. You're not going to walk at night. So you're going to walk during the day. So you're going to go home. You're going to eat your two nights meals. So you need two other meals, your next two meals for Shabbos. You're going to eat over there. Just think of that would be the reason. Both of those are, I think that both of those are good questions. We should try and establish the halacha. I'll ask Rabbi Baruch today what the halacha is. You know, this is shiur tonight. I'll ask him about the shiur tonight. Okay, so now the Gemara carries on and says, Aviyah Hanoder, right? Where are we up to? Hanoder min amazo mutar b'mayim, right? So if you make a neder now, and we saw that, right? That we saw it in the Mishnah, right? It was in our Mishnah, correct? Where was the Mishnah? Why can't I see it in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, yeah, third line of the Mishnah, that's Kafav would be. Hanoder min amazon mutar b'mayim u'b'melach. Right? The Mishnah just changed that order around. Right? So you make a neder. If you make a neder not to have food, min amazon, you say min amazon, so water and salt is not called food. If we made a neder not to eat food, that's not considered food. That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, "Melech u'mayim hudelo ikri mazon." Ha, kol mida ikri mazon. Are you going to say to me now that if you make a neder from mazon, food, so are we saying that only salt and water are not considered food? Everything else is considered food? Is that what we're saying? Because if that's the case, says the Gemara, if everything else is considered food, then this could be a good refutation to Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, Amit Arvayu, Ein Mevarchin Borei Minei Mezonot Ela Al Chameshet HaMinim Bilvad. Because Rav and Shmuel said that what's called food, Chameshet HaMinim. Because we only make Borei Minei Mezonot, Mazon. So what, Rav? So what is Mazon? Mazon is Chameshet HaMinei Dagim. And that's it. So here we're seeing that everything's food except salt and water. So how can that say, what are you talking about? The Lord, we've already balanced them out. It's not relevant. The Lord, look at Rashi. Already chucked that out, that notion. We already agreed that there's more than just Chamisha, Mechamesh bin Anigim called food. The Gemara says, no. Maybe we can, you know what? Even if you say we've already brought a Tiyufta to them there, this is another Tiyufta. Now, it's quite a thing. This troubled me a little bit. I looked for an answer. I think I found an answer. I'm 100% sure if I understood it correctly in the stanza out this morning. He said that sometimes it's necessary to bring more of a tiyuft, more tiyuftas, even if you've already brought a tiyufta, to sort of like get rid of any doubts or something. I think it's what that he said, right? So maybe there's a tiyufta. Why? I'm Rav Huna, but Omer, kol hazan alai. And the Gemara says, maybe that's good. Now the Gemara says, look, I'm Rav Huna. But Omer, so the Gemara says, maybe we can. It's also a tiyufta, right? But now, I don't think on the tiyufta anymore. Right, but now the Gemara says, "Because Amar Rav Huna, but Omer kol hazan alai." If a person says all food alai, no, so this is on the tiyufta, right? Because the question is, what is it mazon or zan? Are we talking about food or me being satiated or me being sustained? So it's like this: but Omer kol hazan alai. If a person says all hazan alai, so then my mumela chudlo zaini ha komile zaini. So now, with regard to this neder, right? What are we speaking about? Look at Rashi there. Omer hazan alai. Matnitin da asalei, B'chol mili lav da amar yasar alai mazon. Right? He never said, I can't have mazon. Devadai lo mikri mazon in the chamesh menin. He says, there we agree with Rabbi, with Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel, that mazon is only chamesha menin. To have a min dagan designer v'sad liba, that's what sustains you. And a kagon dam, what are we talking about? Rabbi Yakon, yosar alai kol azan, anything that sustains me, not mazon. The mashma kol davar hamazbia, anything that makes me satisfied. The whole midi zayin ichut vima melach, aval misad lo saadeh velo mikre mazon. He says, that's what's going to be. In our neder, in our mishnah, he says, kol azan, if it's kol amazon alai, that's only chamesh ladaganim. If he says kol azan alai, then it's everything, he can't have anything, but he can have salt and water. Wait a second. V'ha'amar Rabbi Bar Bachana ki hava azal nebatrei Rabbi Yochanan lemichpal pira de ginosar. We saw this going before, by the way. This going brachot as well. We saw this brachot. Rabbi Yochanan, remember, Rabbi Yochanan was a very big man, very huge, big, fat man, and he had a huge appetite. So the question is, what does it mean hazan or zan or mazon? Right, sustained me, etc. He says, "I went with Rabbi Yochanan to Ginosar. Ginosar Rashi says over here is Eretz Yam Kineret uperotei mitukin, right by the Kineret, and it's got very sweet fruits." Right, ki havina baymei. We were 100 guys. Have nakina nakol chad b'chad asra asra. We'd each pick 10 fruits. In other words, there were 1,000 between us. And ki havina bay asra. Obviously, this is on a regular basis, right? And we were 10 of us. So have a nakina nakol chad b'chad maya may. We each pick 100 fruits. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan needed 1,000 fruits. Okay, v'chol maya minayu have a machzik leutzena batlat esave. And there were 3 sayah basket, which would eat would hold 100 at a time. So there'd be 10 of these baskets, right? And he eat them all, Rabbi Yochanan. Va'amar svuatane delo time liziyuna. And look what Rabbi Yochanan would say. Look at Rashi Aviyah. Delo time liziyuna. Lo achalti lesova. Va'adani ra'ev. So we see over here, what do you mean only food, salt and water? Even all these fruits, Rabbi Yochanan ate, he wasn't satisfied. Right, the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, correct that, I'm a mezona. Yochanan said, Shvatana, I swear, the Lord timely mezona, not the Lord ziyuna, that I wasn't zayin, I wasn't mezon, I never had food. So we see over here that really salt and water would be considered zani, but not mazon. Okay, so that's the question. It makes a guy, makes a neder. It says, kol azana lai, right, so we'll include everything, even oranges, not only salt, and there's a difference between mazon and zan. Some of whom are Amarav, Shvua Shlo Chel Kikarzo, if a person makes a Shvua, that he won't eat this particular Shvua, this particular loaf of bread, right? Shlo Chel Kikarzo. If he said, I won't eat that loaf, right? So Ma'arvin Lo Bai can still make an Eruv. Right? Look at Rashi. Ma'arvin Lo Ba, the Lo Nadar Ela Me Achila, because he only made a Nedar that he won't eat it. V'ibishum the Lo Chazile, he says, therefore, he can make a neder. You can do it for an Eruv. Why? Because he can't eat it. Ah, but somebody else can eat it. He never made a neder. In other words, he didn't asur the bread from being eaten. He just said that he himself won't eat it. That was his neder. Therefore, the bread itself can still be eaten. And we saw that just like a Nazir can't drink wine, but a wine can be drunk by a non-Nazir. Therefore, even a Nazir can use wine for an Eruv. So too, yeah, this guy himself, he can't eat the loaf, but somebody else can eat it. Therefore, he can use it for an Eruv. However, if he said, Kikar zu alai, right, look at this, Kikar zu alai, mashma kol davar hana ata. This Kikar, asur me to get any hana from this Kikar. Now it's a problem. Now, ein ma'arvin lo ba. He can't use it. Why? Because an Eruv is getting hana from it. It's giving him a na'ah for an Eruv. And therefore, he can't benefit from that. So if it's just he can't eat it, somebody else can eat it, like the Nazi with wine. But if it's hana'ah, so he can't do it all. So the Mishnah is telling us, right? Even though we said there are nodir, so a nodir will depend how you made the nedir. Now remember, we learned before, we've seen this a couple of times, the difference between a shvua and a nedir, remember? A shvua was what I can't do, and a nedir was on the article itself. Remember that? I think it's what we said, right? That a shvua is I make a shvua that I won't eat, and a neder that roll won't be eaten, right? So I'll say a shvua. That's a little bit of a reserve here, right? The word using the last one here, neder, yeah, interchangeable. I think. What's now made to be? Kashi, what we just said over here. Ha neder mina kikar. We said a second ago. Ma'arvin lo ba. The Gemara says, but how? Well, 1 second. You said over here. Ha neder mina kikar. Right, we said a second ago, Amrav Shua, Shelo Ochal Kikarzu, right, and then we said Ma'arvin. We said kikar zu alai ein ma'arvin. But now we're saying hanoder mina kikar ma'arvin. Ma'alav da amar alai. When the Braita says hanoder and they can make an eruv, wasn't it in the lashon of kikar zu alai? And we say you can make an eruv. So why are you telling me that you can't make an eruv? Uses the lashon zo alai. So we say lo. That's not what the lashon of that Braita is. That Braita is damar zo, right? When he says ochal kikar zo. That was the lashon. Like in the first case. And there we agreed that you can make it out of it. But if you would say kikar zo alai, I can't get any hana from it, then everybody agreed you could make it out of it. The Moses Hachim Namim Istabra. That makes more sense as well. Why does it more sense as well? Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here. No, there's no Rashi on that. I thought there was Rashi on that. Hachim Namim Istabra. Diktani Seifa. The end of that brighter says, Eimatai, when do I say that I can make an eruv? Bizman shamar shvua shelo et amena. That's if I said I won't taste it, and I won't taste it, but other people can, and therefore I can make an eruv. Aval amar alai mai. But what if I said alai? Then what? Hachinami de'ein marvin lo ba. So we see that's pretty straightforward. The brighter, the ratio, and the safer move in nicely, fitting nicely with what we said previously. If you said kukarzo. Right, shelo ochal kikar zo, I can make an eruv, but if I said I lie, I can't get any hana whatsoever, then I can't make an eruv. That's the case. Then wait a second, Adatani, right? The brighter carried on and said kikar zo hegdesh ein marvin loba. If I said, so we're quoting a brighter now, which we're seeing the brighter in pieces, right? So the first part of the brighter was hanoder mina kikar marvin loba, amar alai. Ein marvin loba, and then the Braita said kikar zo hegdesh. If I made that kikar hegdesh, ein marvin loba, right? So why don't look at Rashi there? Kikar lo hegdesh vaday asar b'chol anaot. If I say hegdesh, so hegdesh is like the greatest of asur alai, right? Alai means no hana'a. If I make something hegdesh, then I'm definitely calling any hana'a because it's now by the mingdash. V'ero l'shumana, and therefore nobody. Right, lefish emavim behekdashot. So he says, wait a second, liflog velitni bedida. Then we should have rather made the brighter should have been a little bit different. If we've now got kikar zo, right, and alai and hegdesh, why didn't we just say like this? We should have just said, write the brighter in a shorter version and say, gebamed v'mumurim d'amar zo aval amar alai ein mavin lo ba. Right? Why didn't we just say that? If we've got two parts of the brighter are talking about chulin, and one part of the bright is talking about hegdesh, why do we say A, B, C? Say, with regards to chulin, to make a difference if I said alai or I said zo. And with regards to hegdesh, that is the story. Why didn't we write it that way? If you want to try and tell me that it's all talking about zo va alai, because remember the argument here is that the whole bright is talking about alai, because you've got alai and hegdesh. So he says, no. He says, amal charavuna, elamai kol hechid amar alai ma'ar, elamai kol hechid amar alai ma'arvin kashiresha. Says if that's the case, Avuna says, if that's the case, then kol echad amar alai ma'arvin would be kasher to the Reisha, because the Reisha seemed to say that, look at the Reisha, the brother was hanodre mina kikar ma'arvin. If you're going to say now alai also ma'arvin, then there's a stira, complete stira in the two Reisha and the Sefer. The Gemara says therefore chisure mechsha. There's a corruption in the brighter here, and the brighter has to be as follows: Hachiketani hanodre mina kikar ma'arvin loba. If a guy made a neder, then no problem. You can make an eruv with the kikar. Va'afilu amar alai, right? And even if he said alai, why? Nase ko'omer shvua shelo etamena. See, on the one hand, he was neder from the kikar, and then even if he said alai, he meant only alai. I won't taste it. Not that I won't get any hana'a from it, because any hana'a would be equal to hegdesh. And then we said hegdesh. Okay, so now the brighter makes more sense that with regard to chulin, we had two differences on chulin, but even when we spoke about chulin, chulin was different to hegdesh, which was in its own category. That was a fully complete isur hana'a altogether. You want to say, Evan, mikoma kom kashi rav huna. Still kashi rav huna. Remember, Rav Huna was the one who said, "Am Rav Huna, Am Rav Shvua, Shelo Uchal Kikarzo Mavin Loba, Kikarzo Alai, Ein Mavin Loba." Because now we're seeing over here that even when you said Alai, according to the bright, you can still make an eruv. Why? Because Alai just means I won't taste it, not I won't get any hana whatsoever. Is that clear up until now? Clear? So Gemara says now, who the Amar Rabbi Elezer? So Rav Huna said, what was he talking about? Like Rabbi Tan Rabbi Elezer Omer, Shvoa shelo ochal ki karzu ma'avin loba ki karzu alai ein ma'avin loba. Okay, so he says, no, you know what? Rav Huna's actually got another Tanaic source, not this brighter. You write this brighter would be a kash Rav Huna, but Rav Huna relies on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who actually makes the distinction between kikarzo and alai. So now we're relatively happy for the moment. The Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer already say that? Rabbi Eliezer actually say that because it seems to be a theory to the previous brighter we learned a second ago. Said, well, even you say alai, you only mean that I won't taste it, not that you won't get any hana whatsoever from it. And Rabbi Eliezer seems to say that when you say alai, it means you won't get any hana from it whatsoever. Tanya, Zeaklal. Then we got a Tanya Bride that says Zeaklal. What's the klal? Adam oser atzmo boochel ma'arvin loba. Right? So when a person says Adam oser atzmo boochel, look at Rashi Avia, the third, fourth last narrow lines. Adam oser atzmo boochel, shetala haneder b'ma'ase. When he makes a neder that he won't do an act. What's the act? Shehu oseh ba'atzmo, dehainu shlo ochel. He says, I won't eat it. Right? Then it's dependent on him not eating it. Then you can make an eruv for it. O ochel hane'esah lo la'adam. But if there's food that a person is, it's that the food is asur to him. Not that he makes a neder that he won't eat it, but he made a neder that that particular food, in other words, the isur is on the food, not on him. Because when it's isur, right? Ochel anesar lo la adam. Look at Rashi, the very first wide lines. Ochel anesar lo anesar al adam. Kagon kikar zo te'aser alai. O shvua shelo ehene mi kikar zo. He says, I won't, that kikar is asur to me. Or he makes a shvua that he says he won't get any hana from that kikar. Right? The hashta lo chala ha'isu b'masis. Now it's no longer dependent on him anymore. Now the actual food is asur to him. Right? Ela filu hana'a demi mele ein ma'arvin loba. Says, therefore, any hana'a now, he can't make an eruv any longer from it. So he says over here, we've got a klal. How could Rabbi Eliezer have said what he said? Because Rabbi Eliezer seems to say, if he says kikar zo, then ma'arvin lo. And if he says alai, ein ma'arvin lo, but he says it doesn't make any sense over there. Because when he says alai, there's no hana'a, he seems to imply from the klal that as soon as a person makes an isur hana'a on a particular object, you can't use that object for the eruv any longer. Adam was just woman klochem arvin lo, ochel anesar adam, ein ma'arvin lo. So Gemara says, now Rabbi Eliezer omer, kikar zu alai ma'arvin lo ba, kikar zo alai ma'arvin lo. Kikar zo hegdesh, ein ma'arvin lo ba, fi she'ein ma'arvin lo begdeshot. So Gemara says, ein ma'arvin lo ba. So Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer says, kikar zu alai ma'arvin lo ba, kikar zu hegdesh, ein ma'arvin lo ba, the fish ain't ma'arvin lo behekdeshot. The Gemara says, "Trait na'avidu b'Rabbi Eliezer." I don't understand. I'm stuck here. The end of the brighter via. So now the brighter says, "Va'at did umir is achi va'at zeaklal adam moshas wo ba'ochel ma'arvin lo ba ochel anesal lo adam em ma'arvin lo betzanakama." And Rabbi Eliezer omer, "Kikar zo alai ma'arvin lo ba, kikar zo hegdesh ain't ma'arvin lo ba." The fish ain't ma'arvin lo behekdesh. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Aki yurach, it's not a stira. There are two tanaim." Sorry, I got confused there with the Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, shkoach tulu. Okay, now magnitin. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ma'arvin le Nazir b'yayin. Okay, that was our Mishnah. We saw that the Nazir could use yayin, and we found it up until now. We bring it as an example. Why Nazir b'yayin? Because it's rowed to somebody else. So the Gemara says like this, Matnitin deloke beit Shammai. Our Mishnah is definitely not like beit Shammai. Why? I cannot lie to you. It's surprising me that the Gemara even thought the Mishnah would be like beit Shammai. The whole Havamina here is a little bit different. Why would the Mishnah think it would be like beit Shammai? And the Gemara is like this: Beit Shammai, Detanya Beit Shammai, Omrim, Ein Ma'arvin Nazir B'Yayin, Uli Yisrael B'Truma. Beit Shammai says you can't use wine for a Nazir, and you can't use Truma for Yisrael, even though other people can eat it. Behil Omrim, Ma'arvin Nazir B'Yayin, Uli Yisrael B'Truma. Okay, so there's a machloket, clear machloket Behil Beit Shammai on this thing. It's clear that our Mishnah Paskins like Behil. The Gemara is like this: I'm ruling Behil Beit Shammai. So Behil Beit Shammai, listen. We understand that you don't want to use yain for a nazir, or you don't use truma for a kohen. However, i'atem modim, but won't you agree with us at all? Shema arvin negadol b'yom kippurim. Interesting one there, right? Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos. So Yom Kippur, you also can't go outside the trum. So now, you have to have an eruv, which is ra'ui la'achila. So Beit Shammai says that a nazir can't use wine. Why? Because on Shabbos, he can't drink the wine. So it comes up Hillel to Beit Shammai and says to Beit Shammai, listen, Beit Shammai, we understand why you're saying that you can't use it for a Nazir because he can't drink it, and a Kohen can't, and non-Israel can't eat the Truma. In other words, but do you agree with us anyhow that on Yom Kippur, you can use it, a Gadol who's chayv in mitzvahs, can make an Eruv for Yom Kippur, even though he can't eat it. Right? Because on Yom Kippur, you can't come eat your Eruv. So now you could think, if you can't eat your Eruv on Yom Kippur, then maybe you can't make an Eruv on Yom Kippur. And then the whole concept of Eruv Tchumi doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. Question clear? Right? So now, says, look, yeah, Shebarim Legadol, Rashi says, Shebarim Legadol, Avagav Lemachar, Lo Chazir, Yom Kippur, Yehoyel, Vechazir, the Katan, Sheinu Bar Onchiva. Nonetheless, why would you, Rashi says, what's by Hillel's Taina, that a Katan can eat it? Because a Katan is in Chayiv in Yom Kippur. So there is somebody who's ra'ui to eat that Eruv. So here we say, even though a Nazir, maybe not, but a Katan Gadol, agree with us that you would be able to do the Eruv on Yom Kippur. So Amrula Hen. So now, Rabbi Shammai Yehuda, Aval. And we've seen this Lashon Aval in the past. Look at Rashi explained. Aval says, Emet. You're right. I accept that. So Amrula Hen. Right? So now, Yehuda says, Keshem Shema'arvin Nagadol Yom HaKippurim. So he says, I don't understand you, Beit Shammai. You agree with us on Yom Kippur, a gadol can make an Eruv even because he can't eat it, but because a katan can eat it. So if a gadol on Yom Kippur can have a Nazir, but Yisrael, but Truma, then why have you got a problem with Truma and Yayin for a Nazir in Israel? It's the same Svara. So you agree with Yom Kippur, why don't you agree with us over here? So the question on Beit Shammai, so what's Beit Shammai's story? He says, no, it's not the same. Hatam ikesuda haruya mi ba'od yom. There, at least the gadol could eat it mi ba'od yom right before Shabbos came in. Hacha leikesuda haruya mi ba'od yom. Here, it isn't ra'u even mi ba'od yom. Look at Rashi. Aval ben ba'od yom shel erev yom ha-kippurim. He says he can't even eat it erev yom kippur. Why can't he eat it erev Yom Kippur? Look at the Gemara. Come on, who's Beit Shammai going like? The Lord Kechananya, not like Chananya. Right, look at Rashi very quickly. The last white lines at the top there. Come on, Lord Chananya. How much nitin the mashmash are you Beit Shammai modin be'eruv? The Lord Kechananya. Can't be like Chananya. Why? The Tanichani Omer. Call Atzman Shel Beit Shammai. Sorry. Full stop. So let's end of that over there. Right? Now, I think what's going on over here is the whole concept of Tosefet Yom Kippur. That Beit Shammai, I don't know where I read that. I read that somewhere. I don't know if I read it. It's not in Rabbi Chananel. I read it somewhere, maybe in Steinsaltz, I don't remember. That Beit Shammai's of the opinion that there's Tosefet Yom Kippur. And therefore, already before Erev Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur comes in, you already can't eat. And even after Yom Kippur, right, after Yom Kippur goes out, you also can't eat. So now, at the time that you made the Eruv, remember we said the Eruv would be, you could stand there with the Eruv Mamash as Yom Tov is coming in. Right? So already then it wouldn't be able to be eaten, and therefore it wouldn't be good enough to eat with regard to the Nazir, with regard to Shabbos. So it's ra'u for somebody to eat at any given time. Unless, if you find a note and you see something, let me know.
There's a note here that says, Beit Shammai holds the opinion of, at the end of Friday, Sof Hayom Kone Eruv,
Right, so far Yom Yah, there's a Tosefet Yom Kippur.
So it's at the end of the day before, at the beginning of twilight, at the close of Friday, rather than at the conclusion of twilight, which would be Tchilat Yom Kone Eruv.
So at the time that the Eruv comes into effect, it's already Yom Kippur and you can't eat it, right? That's basically the idea. That when does the Eruv take effect? At the time that the Eruv takes effect, it's already too late and it can't be eaten, right? So that's what we're talking about, Shkoch. Okay, so Gemara says, come on. So now the Gemara says over here, Nicholas. Where Beit Shammai agreed to the Hillel with regards to the Nazir and with regards to the Gadol and the Katan Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, come on. The Loka Chananya. The Tanya Chananya Omer, Kol Atzman She Beit Shammai Lo Ayu Modim Be'eruv Ad She Yotzi Midato V'chol Kei Tashmol Sham. It's not like Chananya, obviously, because Chananya says, right, Hananiah says that as far as Beit Shammai is concerned, so in other words, this Beit Shammai over here is not like the way Hananiah understood Beit Shammai. Because Hananiah says that Beit Shammai's svara is nothing to do with food. You can't make an Eruv just by putting two pieces of food down. For an Eruv to be an Eruv, the guy take his house and move his house there, take your bed there, and show that you really mean to be moving there. In other words, it's almost impossible to have an Eruv with the cause of Beit Shammai. So Gemara says, okay, so command Azla. So who does it? How did Tanya Eruv? So now Gemara says, actually, you're teaming. So Gemara says as follows. Okay, so now, the Gemara now says as follows. Right? This brighter that we're going to learn in a moment, who's this brighter? We've seen now extremes here with regards to Eruv, right? Gemara says, command Azla Hada Tanya. Who's the Tanya that says like this? Erev b'shchorim lo yatsa b'levanim. Belevani lo yatsa b'shchorim. Now, I'm not really sure about this, but it seems like if you weren't wearing the right clothes, in other words, you made the Eruv, you were in black clothes and you want to go out on Shabbos in white clothes, it's too late. The Eruv doesn't work. If you made the Eruv in white clothes, you want to go out in black clothes. In other words, the Eruv has to be like how you want to be for Shabbos. That's what I think it is. Commands. That's Hananiah, but even the Shammai. So now the Gemara says, but we don't understand. How does it make a difference? Hananiah a second ago, we said, what's the clothes going to do? The Hananiah said that you need to basically move your whole bed there, your whole house there. What's the Hachik Amar? Irev belevanim v'hutzrach l'shchorim. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not saying clear to me all of this, right? But it seems to be saying that you made the Eruv, you were wearing white clothes. But really, at the time that you made the Eruv, you should have had black clothes, but you never had them. So, af belevanim lo yatsa. There, even then, because you were made it in white clothes, but you really should have been wearing black clothes, even though you were wearing white clothes, you can't go out in white clothes. Because the Eruv wasn't done the way it was meant to be done properly. So he says over there, that's what he's talking about. Meaning, even though if you didn't do it in the proper way, even if you wanted to, but you weren't able to do it in the proper way, it still wouldn't work. That seems to be Hananiah according to Beit Shammai.
The rating wear black pants and a white shirt to cover all
opinions. Cover all of it. Right. Now, Sumchus Omer Bechuri. Now, we saw in the Mishnah, when we had over there in the Mishnah, we had that got with regards to the Nazir and we had the Truma. And we said there, the Rabbi Yehuda said, then we had Bishab Truma. Sumchus Omer Bechuri. Sumchus didn't argue about the Nazir, he did argue about the Truma. That Israel, right, could make an error with Truma. And Sumchus said, no, you can only make an error with Chulin. And he never argued on Nazir. Right? So they weren't discussing that of Vienna. He never argued about Nazir. Why has he only got a problem with Truma? Why not also with Nazir? So Gemara says, my time. He says, no, why? Because Pashut. Because a Nazir can go to the Chacham and have a Shaila and undo his Nazirut. So therefore, in reality, the Nazir has a potential to also drink that wine. How? He undoes his Nazirut. He goes to the Chacham and he says, I made a mistake. I don't want to be a Nazir. And therefore, punkt, here's the pit, but a Yisrael can never become a Kohen. The only time Yisrael can become a Kohen is if his father was a Kohen. Right? You all know the story about the guy who went to the rabbi, wanted to pay thousands of dollars to become a Kohen, right? And in the revenge, the rabbi agreed. For after $1 million, he said, okay, you become a Kohen. But why do you want to be a Kohen? He says, why be a Kohen? My father was a Kohen. My grandfather was a Kohen. I also want to be a Kohen. Right? That's the only way that Yisrael can become a Kohen. Okay? So now, he says, Iachi. So he says, wait a second, if that's okay, it's Truma Nami, if Shal Dimitri Lilavay. He says, well, with regards to Truma then, maybe Yisrael can give it with Truma. Why? Not that he can become a Kohen, but he can go and make a Shaila and say he made a mistake. They didn't want to actually give that as Truma. And therefore the Kedusha will be taken out and he'll replace it with Truma from somewhere else. Kumar says, Imichal Alay, Hajra Tiraba, you got a problem. If you undo the Truma in it, then what happens? It becomes Tevel. You can't use it anymore. It's not dry ulachila. So how can he do it? Right? You got it? The question's a good question, right? And let's say that he can undo the shayl, he can undo the truma, but not tevil. So what's he going to do? So he says, no, velifro shalem imakumachin. So what's the problem? Let him mafrish truma on that tevil from something else. So he's standing there now in the field, and he wants to eat it. He says, you know what? I'm undoing the truma, and Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shabbos about to come in. He's standing there with the Erev. He says, you know what, I made a mistake. I don't want this to be Truma anymore. And the guy will stand right next to him, and he's matching on the Truma. He says, but now you go to Mafresh Truma. He says, no, in my house, 2,000 amas away, I've got another big pile of food. I'll make Truma there in the kitchen. That'll become the Truma for this. So it doesn't work. Now, I saw the Shtar Zalt actually says that this Gersi is wrong. It's not no nechshedu chaverim truman mukav. Mina mukav means it has to be close by. We take truma something which you can see right there. It says, not no nechshedu el asu. We don't allow you to make truma. We have seen examples, by the way. We had an example, I think it was Sechet Shabbos, where the rabbis were coming on a boat, remember? And they made truma on the one corner in his house over there. Long time ago we saw it. So I suppose, b'shat tachak, there is so, but as a rule, we don't allow that to happen. He says, "Lo nechshedu lechaverim to make a mina mukaf." So he says, "Okay, so what's the problem? Lifor shalem in avivay, make truma on that. Well, how much is truma? Truma is a gargir, a little amount. Take truma off. With regards to maaser shel maaser shein, let's sort that out separately. But truma, you can take truma off right there. The Gemara says, no, you can't. Why? Delayt bei shiura. There isn't enough. In other words, the amount that he put there was an amount that was so little." Right, which is difficult to understand because we saw it have to be two saudas. So I'm not sure how this works. The Gemara on that says, well, my Pascha, what's going on over here? Rut Rashi says, beat me out, this is a question. Klomar, my high teruta, what type of answer is this? V'chi Pascha tan lemilte, da'ena damotene, revo, ere betzimtzub, denakat stami milte achi. What, does a person give so little to to put an eruv there that isn't enough to make a truma? Therefore, the Gemara says, we can't accept any of these answers over here. Doesn't make sense. This scenario doesn't make sense. So what's the real reason behind why he says you can't use, why Sumchu says that you can't use Truma? Can't be for all of this, because we get to a crazy situation where you haven't got enough there to take Truma. Impossible, you've got to give two sodas. Right, so Ella Gemos, okay. So now we replay the whole thing. Push stop and replay now. Ella Sumchu Sabalak Rabbanan. Sumchus holds like Rabbanan. Look at Rashi there. The pligi alayt Rebbe lekamim bepirkin. That's on the flama darin. In a few days' time, we'll see the machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan with regards to this. The Amre, kol davar shum mishum shvut. Anything that is asur because of shvut, isur Rabbanan, gazru alav bein hashmashot. We're already gozer bein hashmashot. Now, one of the things which are asur bein hashmashot is truma. You can't do truma on Shabbos. So truma is the isur drabanan to do take truma. So therefore it was already gazru alav already banashmashot. So you standing there now with your eruv banashmashot mamash before Shabbos comes in, and you suddenly realize, oops, it's truma. You want to undo the kedushin in the truma. How do you do that? You have to mafrish now truma on that eruv. You can't do it banashmashot. So you can't metaka in the truma to enable you to eat it, even if you were Mitshael and you asked the question, you undid the truma, the kedusha in the truma. Now the Gemara asks another question. Kamar as laharitznan, yeshe amru. There's right, just one second, let's use it right. Shamru, look, Rashi says, yeshe amru, yesh dvarim, she amru, shiurin nafi mashihu adam. In other words, that the measure is a relative measure, it's subjective. It goes according to the purpose, person. The ain shiurin shave b'choy, there are no objective measures. Who's the Tana of that Mishnah? Of the Brother Commander, Aditnan, right? And this is a Gemara in Masechet Kalim, right? It says like this, Yesh Amru, HaKol Evi Mashu Adam, Melokum Tso, it comes to a Mincha, with a coin as a Mincha, it takes Melokum Tso. Now everybody's got a different size hand, so his Kum Tso will be different. Umelok Chofnav, Ketoret, he takes out a Chofen, right? When he goes on Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, with the Ketoret. Vahashote, you know, when you drink wine, for example, even on Kiddush or after, let's say, Melo Lugmav, or on Yom Kippur, you'd be over if you drank Melo Lugmav, more than Melo Lugmav. A Lugmav is a cheekful. Everybody's got a different size cheek. Ube Mazon, Shtei Surat Leiruv. And again, a Mazon for two sodas. That's what's relevant to our sugya. You've got to put out two sodas, and we saw that sodas can go according to each person, maybe. A big guy will take a lot, a small guy a little. We saw that's not the halacha, by the way. So who's the command? So Amar Bizeira Sumchusi, that is Sumchus. The Amar, my dechazi lei ba'inan. Sumchus said, my dechazi lei. Right? So the Gemara says like this, lei me pliga ad Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. Let's say this is a machloket now with Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. The Tari Shimon Azomer, ma'arvin lecholi, we saw this on the previous Amud. Shimon Azomer said, ma'arvin lecholi ule zake, and kedai mezono, what they want, and even less than an average person or less, With regards to a Rav Tan, a glutton, we don't go and bring a big meal for him. We say an average-sized meal. So we see that there is objectivity in measures, not subjectivity in measures. And that's chole konsumchus, Rav Shimon Azar. So the Gemara says, no. Tirguma achole v'zaken. Really, there's no steer over here. Because Rabbi Shimon Lazar, he also mentioned there, the objective of this brighter really was achole v'zaken, it went l'kula. But Abba Rav Tan, batle dato, as it's called Adam, a glutton, we ignore him, how much he wants to eat, and we go after the average person, and therefore batle dato, and already we are speaking about individuals, chole, zaken, shiur, chofen, melo, logmov, it's all the same story, and we haven't got a steer whatsoever. Now the Gemara says, quickly run later. When we said that a coin can go through a beta pras, and we said, why? Because we can blow the bones away, and therefore he can get there. So the Gemara said like this. Tam Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Menapech Adam Beta Pras, Volech, there, he can blow away and walk. Rav Yudah Amim Mishmael Rav Yudah Amar, Beta Pras, Shenidash Tahor. He says, now with regards to Beta Pras, Shenidash, there it's even Tahor, right? Rashi's Nidash, Bidrisot Rav Lebanam, that was a park, a path, and people really plowed their way through, and people been walking there for years and years and years. You don't have to even worry about that. It's Tahor, why is it Tahor? Shekfar, Nitru, Atzamot Shebo, all the bones already been stepped aside. Venifchetu mikisaora, and they've been crushed down. There's no size, even the size of a bean, and they're lentil, and therefore, if it's a better prashe nidash, that's even tough. You have to worry about even going there and blowing the place out. Rabbi Yudah Omer, afer akfarot. And there we saw the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah said, even cemeteries, and we said, why? We said, because you can come there in boxes or on wheelbarrows or whatever. Now, remember, it's important to know, remember, we learned this before, that any kli, even if it's a wooden kli, and it's as big as the Arba'im say, like the size of a mikveh would contain, so it's mutar, it's tahor, right? It doesn't makabel tumah. Remember, because it's very big and heavy. So it's even a kalim can be makabel tumah, right? If it's a kli that's so big, it's not makabel tumah. So if you've got a big kli like this, it's not makabel tumah. You stick a guy in it, he is basically protected from the tumah. Tanim nashi achol. Because the Gemara says, kasavar oil, zaruk shmei oil. So the Gemara says, you know what? From this Rabbi Yehuda, it says that even in a barak farot, why? Because you can go in a shida tev or migdal. So we learn from this, ohel zaruk, which means like a mobile tent, is shmei ohel. Look at Rashi. Ohel zaruk, shmei ohel, second last loud lines, v'chotzeitz, but not about a tumah. And therefore it separates between him and the tumah. So the Gemara says, ubeplug to the honey tnai. And this is a machloket with regards to this bride. The Tanya, nichlas eretzam, you go into the eretzamim, is basically the goyim. And there's a din, a gzera, that the goy shalan is metame. You know, you go to chutz, we don't really paskin that so much today because we don't really hold of tumah v'tara. But really, a person who's makpid on being betara, you know, regarding chutz, has got a problem. Eretz Amim, there's all full of tumah, right? It says here, b'shida teiba u'migdal. If you go in a shida, Rashi says markevet nashim, like these chariots that carry women in, or agala shiaka kufso, like a barrow that's like a box. Right, or migdal, right, like some sort of container, what's the horse where they stuck the horse in and all the soldiers came running out?
Trojan
horse, right? Rebbe Matame, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Betahe, we see there's machloket tanayin there, one says Tame, one says Tara, my community, again, Masa, or Zaruk, or Shmei, or Masa, or Zaruk, Shmei, or Hel. Let's end off over here.